WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. After being closed for a whopping 35 days, the federal government is officially back up and running, at least for now.
The deal reached Friday afternoon and signed by the president several hours later reopens the federal government after 35 long days. The deal does not include funding for President Trump's border wall, while it gives negotiators the next few weeks to craft a border security plan. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if the Democrats had a strategy that gave them exactly what they were looking for.
We helped make it clear to the president, to the public, that the president was the one in charge of the shutdown.
President Trump insists he did not cave to Democratic demands, and he reminded everyone that if he doesn't like the deal that the negotiators come up with, another partial government shutdown could follow. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
And the end of the government shutdown for now is good news for the D.C. metro area, according to Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen.
Senator Van Hollen says reopening the government for 3 weeks while negotiations continue is important for our region, which is home to many federal workers and contractors.
And when they are hurting, the region suffers. We saw the impact on small businesses. We've seen the impact on small businesses that contract with the federal government.
But the impacts could linger because some federal workers say they'll be cautious spending money in case the government shuts down again next month if an agreement isn't reached. Wynn Delano on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Good news for Washingtonians and tourists alike. After being closed for 27 days, the Smithsonian Museums and National Zoo will reopen Tuesday. The museums and zoo were able to use money left over from other years to stay open for the first 11 days of the shutdown. First, it was the victim of the Pizzagate shooting, and now Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Northwest D.C. is the victim of arson, according to D.C. police. The city's Arson Explosives Task Force is looking for a man they believe intentionally set curtains in a back room of the restaurant on fire Wednesday. The curtains were ruined, but employees were able to extinguish the flames before anyone was injured. Officials decided it was arson after finding a bottle labeled charcoal lighter fluid in a box of matches in the restaurant. Police say they do not believe the fire has any connection to Pizzagate. That's when a North Carolina man opened fire in the restaurant in 2016, believing Hillary Clinton and other Democrats were running a child sex ring out of it. If your mouth's watering for a Ruth's Chris steak this weekend, don't bother going to the Bethesda restaurant.
The Ruth's Chris on Wisconsin Avenue is closed through February 4th. It's penalty for violating its liquor license for the third time in the past 6 years. The violation was more than a year ago. A county inspector saw an employee serve a beer to a 19-year-old. Doing that's not so bad, but being a three-time offender is considered serious. Two managers and a server were fired, and all front-of-the-house staff members will be required to take a course on liquor law compliance. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Wizards beat the Magic 95-91. Up next, traffic and weather.
New year, new chances to win.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
That's awesome.
4K a day on WMAL. Listen every Monday through Friday at 9.05 a.m. and 12.05, 3.05, and 6.05 p.m. Hear the national keyword and text it to 95819. You could instantly win $1,000.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Four chances every weekday. For rules and info, check out WMAL.com. Remember, don't text and drive. It's 4K a day.
That's excellent.
On WMAL.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
traffic and weather, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of things to watch out for on 395. Southbound between Shirlington and King Street, there is a work zone right now affecting the right lane, the right center lane, and the right shoulder. That is causing some slow traffic through that work zone, and that should be there till 8 o'clock this morning. Also on southbound 395 at Seminary Road, there is a disabled vehicle blocking the left center lane, so use caution there. The earlier disabled, though, on the ramp from 270 to go on to 121 eastbound has been cleared. All travel lanes there are open. So far, traffic is moving well on the Beltway through Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, a high near 39. Right now, 27 degrees and partly cloudy in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Vince here to tell you how great Spot Hero is. Spot Hero saves you the time and hassle of finding a parking spot. Whether you're headed to work, going downtown to shop, to catch a show, or dinner with friends, you'll be able to reserve your spot in advance and park close to your destination. Simply download the app, type in your destination, and pick your spot. Not only is it easy, you get a great deal, too. Enter the promo code DISTRICT on the app, and you'll receive an extra $10 off your first reservation. That's promo code DISTRICT. Download the app or go to spothero.com today.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Good Feet store and found the answer, Personally Fit Arch Supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Good Feet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Good Feet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
The Saturday morning update on WMAL, and what a news day Friday was. John Gizzi was at the White House when the president spoke in the Rose Garden. Of course, John is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here, and what a morning it is. It's a miracle I'm up after a long day like yesterday.
Well, Roger Stone got an early wake-up call yesterday, too.
He sure did. Never thought that Roger, at age 66, would be considered such a threat that they had to bring a small armada in to arrest him. But they certainly did, and in tow were the CNN cameras. Let's put it on the table right now with Roger Stone. He is not George Papadopoulos. He is not Paul Manafort. He is someone who apparently has the resources to fight every one of the counts against him in court, including the very serious count of witness tampering. And where lawyers usually tell their clients not to make public statements to the press that can be used to censure them in court, he was quite outspoken with a full-blown press conference and doing his imitation of political hero Richard Nixon. Roger Stone said he would not implicate the president, as others have done. He would plead not guilty to each count and would emerge innocent in the end. Now, that's a big boast, and we know sometimes these situations change, but he certainly looks like a person who's going to go down swinging at the time. Of all the associates of Donald Trump who have been in the sights of Special Prosecutor Mueller, he is one sight that fires back.
In his case, I don't believe he has any other crimes that he's committed in his past that he's trying to get leniency for. In other words, Gates, Manafort, and Cohen all had tax issues and other legal criminal proceedings. Stone is only being accused of process crimes, in other words, crimes that didn't happen before the investigation, rather crimes that happened as a result of the investigation.
Well, I know some old young Republican rivals of Roger Stone who will break out their buttons that say, "Who is Jason Rainier?" That was the name, the nom de plume he operated under when he worked in President Nixon's reelection campaign in 1972 and allegedly engaged in some dirty tricks. I think the statute of limitations is up on all of those tricks, however. And except in the minds of a few young Republicans, he's clean.
Tell us a little more about his dirty tricks over the years, because he's known as a pretty slick political operative.
He certainly is. And by the way, I've known Roger Stone for more than 30 years. He is a fellow resident of the state of Connecticut. He's from Norwalk. I'm from Newington in the other end of the state. He worked in the Nixon reelection as a campaign operative, and he went behind the scenes gathering information on Ed Muskie and other potential opponents to the president that could be used against him. Now, there's a lot of charges that are thrown against him. There were some tricks played on some of the Democratic candidates, and people said Roger Stone's fingerprints were on them. None of this was ever proven, save for the fact he operated under the alias, as I said, Jason Rainier. In 1975, when he was elected national chairman of the Young Republicans, people who knew this began distributing buttons saying, "Who is Jason Rainier?" And the whole story of his tactics in the 1972 campaign were unearthed again. But as I said, the statute of limitations was up. In fairness, I've known Roger Stone more for his work as a campaign manager and operative for other Republican candidates. 1988, he was behind the candidacy of Pete Dawkins, one-time West Point athletic star, later a general who was running for the Senate in New Jersey. He didn't make it, but he ran an excellent campaign with Roger in the driver's seat. Roger and his partners, Paul Manafort and Charlie Black, were key players in President Reagan's first race for the presidency, in which he almost deposed incumbent President Gerald Ford. More recently, Roger has steered away from Republican campaigns, and when I caught up with him at the 2012 Republican National Convention in Tampa, he was a Libertarian and backing Governor Gary Johnson, the Libertarian nominee for president. He was disgusted with the Republican Party. I still get things from him on occasion, including his book claiming that Lyndon Johnson was behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and he always will leave me a little token from campaigns long forgotten in our mutual home state of Connecticut.
Let's turn to your Friday afternoon in the Rose Garden at the White House with the president. You're at the White House day in and day out. You're around his team day in and day out. Was there a different vibe on Friday? Give us a sense of what it was like to be there as the president announced the conclusion to the shutdown, which many people are saying he basically lost to Nancy Pelosi.
He caved was what the immediate reaction was after the announcement. And by the way, here's President Trump, who boasts of being an accessible president and offering folks like me the opportunity to question him when his helicopter, Marine One, takes off. And in the Rose Garden, after making a dramatic announcement, he took no questions and waved goodbye. I think we all knew something was up when we saw the cabinet, the president, president's entire cabinet, from Secretary of State Pompeo to cabinet-level advisors, such as National Security Advisor John Bolton and Counselor Kellyanne Conway, all gathered outside. And then the vice president came out, and we knew what it was. He had people to applaud him when he made these announcements. Now, the president did announce the government was reopening. He said that unless the case for border security and either a wall of cement or steel is discussed in Congress and seriously considered by the opposition leaders, notably Speaker Pelosi and Minority Leader Schumer, on February 15th, he would declare a national emergency and thus have the powers to take money already appropriated for security and defense and use it to build the wall. We even know now that the Army Corps of Engineers would do the actual building. Now, that's all well and good, but the next question is obvious. If he were headed in this direction, and I predicted twice, incorrectly, he would declare an emergency, why has he waited so long and let the federal employees go through a record 35 days of not working? He could have simply done this weeks ago and spared us a lot of agony and hand-wringing in the process. One could say he caved, but he'll still get his wall in the end. But he could have had his wall started a lot sooner. Now, we will see. Perhaps Congress will begin a serious dialogue about the wall and border security and follow the president's lead. The remarks of Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer indicate otherwise.
So what does this all mean for the power play in Washington with Nancy Pelosi versus Donald Trump? That's next. And also the president canceling the Sarah Sanders briefings. What's that all about? It's all next. Stay with us. First off, though, we have got WMAL traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Traveling on 395 in Virginia, you may still find some construction southbound between Shirlington and King Street affecting the right side of the roadway. Not seeing any more delays there. And the earlier disabled vehicle southbound at Seminary Road cleared away. Earlier road work eastbound 66 west of Westmoreland has been picked up, and we're not seeing any delays through that stretch. Do keep in mind we do have some construction in Landover on eastbound 50 at 704. That is pothole repair happening, affecting the right lane and the right merge lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy through Monday evening. High 41 today, up to 49 tomorrow. 40-degree high on Monday. And for Tuesday, showers, high 44. Sunshine, but it cools down. High only 29 on Wednesday. 23 right now in Washington, heading to 41. 718, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, the pundits Friday afternoon on many of the cable channels would have had us think that there was a coup in Washington and that there was a new head of state named Nancy Pelosi. It's a victory for her and the Democratic Party, but how big a victory when you look at what will happen in the next year or two?
Well, one of the things I have noticed as a student of government shutdowns is that none in the end had an effect on the following election. Now, one could argue that when Bill Clinton stood his ground and the Republicans caved in 1995 and 6, that was the beginning of Clinton's political resurrection leading to his reelection. On the other hand, we have seen Ronald Reagan close the government, reopen it, because too much blame was being put on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And we've seen Ted Cruz finally back down from holding up a vote because Obamacare was going to be funded. In the end, these meant little in the next election. I doubt that this will be brought up again in the coming election campaign, because remember, it's only January 25th, and we got a lot of time to go.
Big story out of the White House this week involving the press briefings and the president tweeting that he told Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, quote, not to bother with briefings of the press. And, of course, the press is all upset about it. I can understand the media wanting access to a press secretary. This is tradition. But the president does stop virtually every time he gets on or off Marine One and does spend a lot of time with reporters one-on-one.
Yes and no. He is in the sense that he takes a few questions, and sometimes it even goes to 10 or 15 minutes of questions. But it's always to people who manage to get to the front of the line and are on the rope and seen by him. And I might add, by way of disclosure, he seems to like my hat and think I, quote, look the part, unquote, and him calling on me. That said, the briefings by the White House press secretary are an American institution, in fact, an 85-year-old institution. In 1933, FDR's press secretary, Steve Early, began the unique practice of actually briefing the press, taking their questions, and on occasion the president would bring reporters in the Oval Office and take the questions himself. This trend has continued uninterrupted all these years, and in 1996, under Press Secretary Mike McCurry, they became television entertainment. Most recently, under Sarah Sanders, with networks covering and not interrupting the briefings, they've become a staple of modern Americana. Sarah Sanders beats soap operas and even some game shows in the ratings, or she did until the president said, do not bother. Within minutes of this tweet, the White House Correspondents Association, of which I'm a member, issued a strong statement. And Olivier Knox, our president, warned that it would be a very bad example for the country if they couldn't ask questions and follow-up questions of the president's chief spokeswoman. For my part, I kind of miss the give and take of the briefing room, and it makes me wonder. That room used to be over FDR's old swimming pool until Richard Nixon gave the press a chance to answer their questions. What are they going to do with it now? Something to ponder. And by the way, it's good that we're having this discussion. Yesterday, January 25th, was the day that John Kennedy began the first live televised news conferences, holding his very first as president in the auditorium of the U.S. State Department. JFK took 39 questions in a period of 43 minutes, many of them answering simply yes or no. And let's just say it was a different time.
Did the president give a reason?
Yes. He cited the rudeness of reporters and the interruptions and what he felt was the abuse of Sarah Sanders. You may recall when I asked him about whether she would go back to the briefings and stay as press secretary, he said she's doing a terrific job, and he said, but some of your colleagues treat her boorishly. That was in his news conference after the midterm elections. I would say one thing. And I would just suggest this to others who are watching. It might be interesting to get Sarah's opinion on this someday in a lone, unguarded moment. Think about it.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you for your insight.
Holding the fort and getting questions in whatever way I can. I'm John Gizzi.
From Central Casting.
7:25, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Stay with us. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up and Cheryl Atkinson.
You may have heard that Online Trading Academy is offering a free 3-hour investing class to help you kick the new year off right. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't have time for that. Well, let's see. What else can you do in 3 hours? You could clean your closet, you could play a round of golf, or you could attend one of their free classes where you can learn how to earn income in the market and achieve a life of financial freedom. In this free class, Online Trading Academy will show you how to generate income by identifying low-risk, high-reward opportunities. They'll even show you how to avoid making the two most common mistakes that investors make all the time. Don't miss out on 3 hours that can change everything. It's a new year, and you owe it to yourself to get this right. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at otaclass.com. Call now, and they will send you home with a free investor kit just for attending. It's 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-TRADE, or otaclass.com.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life with more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance to see you succeed. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn a degree with University of Maryland University College. Plus, if you apply for your undergraduate, graduate, or doctoral degree before January 28th, we'll waive your application fee. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For roofing contractors, January and February are the slowest time of the year. Maybe you're still recovering from the holidays, or maybe you're waiting on your taxes. Heck, maybe you just don't want to replace your roof while there's snow on the ground. But where does that leave us? Very slow. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Get a free estimate on your roof now instead of spring, and I'm going to give you our biggest discount of the year. Through February, save 60%. You heard it, 60% on all roofing materials. And, wait for it, 5 years interest-free financing. What? Interest-free till 2024? It's our super slow, pay less than half, way later sale. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through February 28th, the super slow, less than half, way later sale.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's good to have you with us. And something interesting, we all talk to people in Washington, and I talked to a senior member of a government agency, and we were talking about shutdowns, and he said in the Obama administration, when there was a shutdown that was initiated by the Republicans and the Republicans were taking the blame for, the Office of Management and Budget, the administration's office, said inflict maximum pain. The idea being, since it's not our shutdown and we're going to stick the Republicans on this, inflict maximum pain. The direction this time from the OMB was minimum pain because it was an administration-blamed shutdown. So Office of Management and Budget saying, this time around, minimum pain. So remember, when there's a shutdown, it's maximum pain if it's the opposing party, and it's minimum pain if the administration is going to take the blame for it. And one quick thought. The election process for 2020 is already underway. We're just under 2 years out, and Kamala Harris is doing her first CNN town hall. We're going to have 2 years of campaign coming our way.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. It's finally over. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history ended after President Donald Trump signed a bill yesterday to reopen the government for 3 weeks while negotiations continue. The administration asked federal department heads to reopen offices in a, quote, prompt and orderly manner, and said furloughed employees can go back to work. And even though federal employees will be getting back pay soon, Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says,
we have people who have already missed two paychecks, and that has really put a huge damper on the broader economy.
Still, he thinks our local economy will recover. And while back pay's coming, Chef Jose Andres says in a video on Twitter, the World Central Kitchen will continue to dole out free meals to federal employees until Friday.
To make sure that every federal worker receives their paycheck and they can start their lives again with normalcy.
And he says if no deal is reached by February 15th and the government shuts down again, they'll start cooking up the free meals again. Marylanders could be getting a 0.25% income tax cut if Maryland House Republicans get their way. The tax cut is one of a number of priorities they're outlining for this legislative session. In sports, the Wizards beat the Magic 95-91. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these. But the truth is, there can be costs to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Now is a great time to get in touch with your financial advisor. This is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For roofing contractors, January and February are the slowest time of the year. Maybe you're still recovering from the holidays, or maybe you're waiting on your taxes. Heck, maybe you just don't want to replace your roof while there's snow on the ground. But where does that leave us? Very slow. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Get a free estimate on your roof now instead of spring, and I'm going to give you our biggest discount of the year. Through February, save 60%. You heard it, 60% on all roofing materials. And, wait for it, 5 years interest-free financing. What? Interest-free till 2024? It's our super slow, pay less than half, way later sale. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through February 28th, the super slow, less than half, way later sale.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway in Silver Spring on the outer loop between 29 and 355, there is a right lane construction going on. Actually, there's a tree removal operation going on in place that has the right lane closed, so do use caution in that area. Looks like the earlier roadwork on 395 southbound by King Street has cleared and traffic is moving freely throughout the area. Also, the earlier roadwork eastbound on 66 west of Westmoreland Street, that has been cleared as well. Keep in mind that White's Ferry is closed right now, White's Ferry Road at the White's Ferry entrance, due to high water conditions on the Potomac. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, high near 39, right now 29 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your mission is winter survival. These tips will help you conquer the coldest winter in years. Plumbing survival tip number one, flush your water heater. Sediment is the enemy of your tank. It causes buildup and rust that contaminate your water supply. Flushing your system can improve water quality, plus it'll help you avoid cold showers, which is key to maintaining your winter sanity. Get a water heater flush and plumbing inspection for $49. Visit FHFur.com for more winter tips. That's FHFur.com.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you got to visit my friends at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge, Virginia during their end-of-the-month sales event. Tremendous savings on end-of-model year F-150s where you can save more than $11,000 on select models. Wow! Now is a great time to buy a four-wheel drive vehicle from Coles Parkway Ford. You can buy a Ford anywhere, but Coles Parkway Ford is committed to your complete satisfaction with four consecutive President's Awards. Exclusively now for WMAL listeners, get a $500 savings certificate toward the purchase of a new or used vehicle just for mentioning WMAL. That's right, $500 exclusively for WMAL listeners. Coles Parkway Ford has one of the largest selections in the area, and they're going to meet or beat any advertised price. If you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much. Visit Coles Parkway Ford, located in Woodbridge, or online at COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W. Remember, if you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, January 26th and 27th. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, January 26th and 27th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution keeping couples together in the same room called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com. InspireSleep.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Brick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is acting president at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. Roger Stone, white-collar criminal. No firearms in the house. No registered firearms. Pre-dawn raid, 17 vehicles, 29 officers, some in tactical gear. I heard they were going to scramble the jets out of Homestead, but that with the shutdown, they couldn't get them up in time. Is this typical process for white-collar crime?
Not at all. I mean, any white-collar criminal that I'm aware of, where there's no direct and confirmed knowledge of drugs, of weapons, of any record of violence, it's a call to an attorney, an agreed-upon date and time to turn oneself in. That's it. And this was meant to be what it exactly was, a Soviet-level show of force. I think, and I do believe, based on my understanding, you know, I'm a volunteer member of law enforcement. I advise Sheriff Dave Decatur here in Northern Virginia down in Stafford County. My knowledge of law enforcement, based on my interactions with them and others, is that you do not notify the media for an event like that. And if you do, you make sure that they're at a safe distance. In this case, you could see in the video that they were very close to the actual tactical units. That's just, it's never done. And if they do show up, remove them. You don't let them film. So there's two violations here that I could see of procedure where the FBI knowingly and willingly let them go. I mean, maybe they wanted to see, you know, have that great Hollywood moment when Crockett and Tubbs show up in their Testarossa or something. I mean, for God's sake, that's what level of insanity this was. So let's be very clear on what this was. This was what it appeared to be, a show of force by the DOJ and Mueller to say, hey, we're going to do things to just get in your face. And the reason I think they're doing it, because I've read over the indictment, and I can't find a thing that references to a direct breaking of a law relating to conspiracy or collusion with the Russians. This is, to me, essentially Mueller getting back at Stone for trifling with him and saying things he didn't like. That's my impression of the entire affair.
But it's so obvious. I mean, it's just so in your face. You know, there's talk of witness tampering and intimidation, and they're charging people with these, or there's talk of being charged with these kinds of crimes like intimidation and tampering. But is this not just total intimidation of Roger Stone, 66-year-old guy?
Yeah.
And it takes 29 agents to take down a 66-year-old that's unarmed?
Well, to that point, one of the charges, Rick, is something that we know that James Comey, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, the ball engaged in, which is lying to Congress. So, you know, you've got to take a really hard look at this, at the very nature of, as you just point out, the nature of the charges. Did this require that level of force? Does this require this level of intention? Are we using this level of prosecutorial resources to go after process crimes? So, I'm just hoping the American people, no matter what flavor they are of politics, looks at this and says, if they can do this to Stone over minor issues like this, there's nothing ever holding them back from doing anything like that to a normal American citizen.
Well, the other thing is, Cohen's case, he had tax problems and some things going on.
No doubt.
In Flynn's case, you know, the lobbying and the foreign contacts. In Manafort's case, again, tax issues.
Right.
In Stone's case, there were no crimes that were committed that he was accused of before the investigation started. So the
right.
crimes were generated by the investigation.
That's right. This is what I think everybody's been looking at right now for anyone else and who may be on the periphery of this investigation, is that they can't get anything on you out and out regarding past criminal activities. They will do something within the context of the investigation itself to get you to say or do something which becomes a quote-unquote process crime. So, again, Rick, this is not about justice. This is not about Russia collusion. At this point, it's about Mueller trying to do what he thinks he can to generate the maximum damage to the current administration, and I'll leave people to figure out what that motivation behind Mueller's actions may be.
Let's turn to the border wall.
Yeah.
Now, let's take politics out of it for a second,
right,
if we can, because I'm so fed up with the politics, both the Republicans that couldn't get anything done in 2 years and the Democrats that, you know, made the debacle they made over semantics of a barrier or a wall or whatever. My question is, without the politics, is it reasonable to think that you can secure the border without barriers in some areas?
No, I think there's two things which point out the fact that we need barriers. First is the existing barriers. One of the easiest ways to confirm the need for something is a validation. That validation exists by the fact, Rick, there's other parts of the border, and you and I spoke in a pre-interview about Tijuana. You know, what would happen if you just all of a sudden remove that that wall? It would be catastrophic. And so this is where we do know from history, from the basic areas that the wall's already in, it's working. Secondly, we know for a fact that there's more caravans coming. There's more efforts to do things to bypass the wall. And, yeah, there's the argument, well, they're just going to burrow under it then. Well, it could be, that's a factor we have to look at. But for now, the best bet we have to secure the border, to regain control and still maintain commerce and other nominal activities between the two countries, is to have control choke points, points of entry, that we manage. And that's it. So this is what's necessary. And most security experts I know, I don't know of any security expert, I know a lot of politicians, I don't know of any security expert who actually argues against the idea of having walls or barriers up.
All right. I want to turn to Venezuela. There will be a meeting at the UN today. Mike Pompeo will be there. And, you know, there's obviously the crisis. What does this mean for us in terms of the future and national security as to which way this goes?
Yeah. First, let's frame Venezuela for what it is. It's a socialist paradise properly implemented by those who wish to have social. It is. And it is literally a basket case on an economic trajectory to become the Latin America version of Libya. That's how serious this is. I mean, you're talking about at this point where a potential for a complete failure of governance in that country. And I think that's what everybody's focusing on. This is not about military action, and I know people always instantly want to go to the military action thing. This is not about military action. This is about a tragedy of a global proportion that you could see people literally fighting in the streets in an environment where there is nobody can be safe. I mean, a 1,000,000% inflation to the people there is a national security problem for them because it's going to create conditions where nobody can buy anything and people will literally be at each other's throats. So I think Mike Pompeo is going to do two things. He's going to say, first, you know, the people of America are with Venezuela. They are a nation rich in resources. They have a rich culture. And secondly, that while we're not contemplating military options, we're going to be considering what we can do to help the opposition, which President Trump has now recognized as the legitimate government of Venezuela. So, you know, I don't think you're going to see any armadas steaming down there, but I do believe we're going to be doing anything we can short of that to help sort this out with Venezuela.
And you're not exaggerating that inflation rate.
I mean, not exaggerating.
It's insane, and there's a Washington Post article on it that talks about it. Where does the military come out in this, the Venezuelan military? I mean, they see the craziness of the inflation. I mean, do they turn on a coup on Maduro, or do they stay loyal?
That's the question right now. Again, there's no way we can project that much military force to make a difference at this point. They are literally the only hope of the Venezuelan people at this point that they kind of wise up. And this is always, you know, we've had a number of nations, Pakistan and Egypt and some other Middle Eastern nation, where the military actually functions as kind of a check on the potential of government getting out of control. In this case, we can only hope and pray that the leaders of the Venezuelan military actually see the country for what it is, what their duty really is, and they choose the side of true democracy and abandon Maduro and support the new president.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, as always, thank you so much.
Eric, thanks. Take care.
Absolutely. 7:47, Saturday morning update. Time for Check of the Traffic and Weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Some slowdowns through a work zone on northbound 295 between the Naval Research Lab exit and Malcolm X Avenue. And this is going to be affecting the right side of the roadway. This is causing slow traffic through the area. Also, we do have the work zone on DC 295 north and southbound at Pennsylvania Avenue to be aware of. Not seeing any delays through that work zone right now. And also, there's a tree removal operation happening right now on the outer loop between Colesville Road and 355, and that has the right lane closed. Not seeing any delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we're looking partly cloudy, high 41. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 49. On Monday, partly cloudy, high to 40. Showers Tuesday, 44. And then sunshine on Wednesday with a high only of 29. 23 right now, heading to 41. 7:48 Saturday morning update.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource. And with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Good Feet store and found the answer, Personally Fit Arch Supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Good Feet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Good Feet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
Have you checked your 401k balance lately? If not, you may be in for a not-so-pleasant surprise. Forbes magazine says we baby boomers lost an average of $18,000 each from our retirement accounts in the last 3 months of 2018. If the 10-year bull market is really ending, what does that mean for those nearing retirement? We need to figure out where we stand before we take the big step. And that's where Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services can help. Right now, he's offering a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan. If you're 5 years or less away from retirement, you need to ask yourself, what's the next market crash going to do to your nest egg? Abe uses strategies that are designed to provide with steady retirement income, regardless of how the market is performing. Get your Where Do I Stand plan by calling 571-577-9968 or online at wheredoistandplan.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License 557-877.
WMAL. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution keeping couples together in the same room called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com. InspireSleep.com.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us, and it's always great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC7. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
We saw the BuzzFeed news report that was the quote-unquote bombshell and led to a lot of splashing around of the impeachment word. And then the special counsel's office pointed out that the article was not accurate. Watching all this, it was just so reminiscent of your book, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. And BuzzFeed certainly controlled all of the major news media the day that story broke.
Well, I think one of the most striking things to me is, kind of as I wrote in the book, the propaganda industry, the political propagandists and corporate propagandists, they know that if they can't get a narrative with anonymous sources, something that may not be reported by what we consider the mainstream news, because even for them in today's climate, there's not enough there. They know that if they can get talk of it rumored on enough social media or printed by one of these quasi-media outlets like BuzzFeed or Salon, that then the media, the news media, will report this because everybody's talking about it. BuzzFeed did the very same thing with the dossier. Nobody was publishing that after it was shopped around and around for a long time. And then once they got BuzzFeed to do it, everybody picked it up under the auspices of, well, now it's a story we can't ignore. So we're allowing ourselves to be used as tools because the propagandists understand this and use this as a strategy to get certain narratives out in the news. And in my view, we should be far more careful about passing along this kind of, quote, news, because it's pretty clear to see exactly what they're doing.
Well, you have a podcast at CherylAtkinson.com, and you talk in general about the wavering journalism standards, and you see it almost every day now, the way the news is reported and spun, even in the traditional hard news, factual outlets. It's just very much opinion these days.
Well, you know, one example I use, this may sound arcane, but it's an important point. When reporting that BuzzFeed story, other media, including CNN, I looked at one of their reports as an example, instead of reporting, if they were going to do it, that BuzzFeed claimed to be told by anonymous law enforcement sources such and such, CNN simply said, law enforcement sources told BuzzFeed X. The difference is one is attributed as something that's reported that we don't know is true, so it's a little more careful, and that's what we're taught to do in journalism school. The other presumes that without knowing anything, BuzzFeed is necessarily somehow 100% correct. CNN doesn't know that when they're reporting it. CNN's simply going on BuzzFeed's word. And when I went to journalism school, that's a huge distinction, and you have to attribute this kind of reporting and not claim you know it to be the case and not validate it by the way you talk about a story that you have no firsthand knowledge of. That's just one example.
I want to turn to a story you have on Full Measure tomorrow morning, and that's in the state of California. They have legislation that's going into effect in 2020 that solar panels will be required on new homes being built in California. Final approval was given this fall. It's the first state in the country to do that. And you have a segment on it where you talk with experts, but you found out some very interesting things when you talk to these people.
Well, I love doing stories and just listening to what people tell you. You may have an idea going in what you're going to find. There's usually a better story if you listen to what all sides tell you on the ground. And I thought this was going to be a, you know, half people for solar power and solar panels and the other half saying it's a bad idea. But what we found was solar advocates are divided on this mandate. So that's what I did the story on. There are some people who think this is terrific for all the reasons you would imagine. But some solar power advocates say this is a terrible thing. And the reason is they say the technology is not there yet. The government's forcing something that we're not ready for, that it was explained to me. The process of making solar panels is very environmentally dirty. A lot of it's done in China. That they're not very good. They don't last very long. And they end up in landfills. So California is going to have, theoretically, landfills filled with solar panels fairly quickly that don't work, that produces tons of toxic and hazardous waste. So this could be a problem. And I looked at it because other states are looking toward California's experience to say, you know, should we do that too? So I think it's a really interesting story.
I want to talk about your lawsuit that you filed in January of 2015, suing the Obama administration over unwanted surveillance. And your claim is that your computer was compromised by DOJ agents in late 2012 as you were reporting on the Benghazi attacks, Fast and Furious, and Obamacare. Now, you've been in the court since January 2015, but you are preparing for oral arguments that will take place this coming Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Well, we are not arguing the fine points of the forensics. That's been submitted in general terms, and the court is to accept that at face value. We've given them enough forensics for them to understand the government nature of the intrusion. What we're fighting about is the government's supposed immunity that Eric Holder and the other federal officials were suing. They argue, and there is some case law that suggests they get broad chances at immunity from lawsuits like this, regardless of what they've done. We argue our case falls under these exceptions. There are narrow exceptions that they can be sued and they can be held responsible for these actions. So that is one of the primary things we're arguing and hoping that we can overcome their claim of immunity. There are maybe four or five reasons we think we are entitled to continue with discovery to get more information about who would have had access to the tools that the forensics show were used in my computer. And this is just the first step. And, you know, some people said, well, you were granted oral arguments, which is not granted in a lot of cases, so that's a good sign. Really, I've read both ways. Some people say, you know, you're more likely to be supported if they granted you oral arguments. Some say less likely. And I think in the end, it doesn't really matter. I think this panel of judges will listen to both sides, and I really have no way to know which way they're going to go, but we're fighting the good fight.
The shutdown almost impacted you, but it didn't.
Well, the Department of Justice, after all these years, said they couldn't be ready for oral arguments Tuesday because the government shut down, and they asked for a delay, which we thought the court was going to grant. But yesterday, or actually a couple days ago, the court came out with just a one-sentence denial of the Department of Justice request to delay. And I'm glad because, you know, it doesn't mean they view my case favorably or disfavorably, but it means less delay. And all these delays we've had cost time and money, which is easy for them because they're spending taxpayer money, less easy for me. So it's good to be moving forward on Tuesday.
And you have a group of people that have put together the Atkison Fourth Amendment Litigation Fund. And if anyone would like to support that, they can go to CherylAtkison.com. Cheryl, thank you very much for being with us. And we'll want to check in with you next weekend and find out how things go on Tuesday.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
7:59 on WMAL. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Thank you for joining us. Garden Sense follows the news, which is next at 8 with Heather Curtis.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL.